We're on page Reish Tzadik Hey, bottom of the first column. Okay, we're bottom of the first column. Like I said last time, 5-star location. Okay, it's interesting. Earlier he brought a mechudishtik reason that by Shemini Esrei you feed out together. He said it's like the Akedah. Like by the Akedah where Avram tied Yitzchak's feet together, and that's why the hands are together as well when you damage Shemini Esrei. Here he brings a more traditional reason. Tzarcha mispalel l'chavines raglov, zu etzel zu. Mispalel has to put his feet one next to the other. Kimalachei hashores. That reason comes from Gemara. Shenemar bahen, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, in the Maris of Yecheskel, in Perek Aleph, Vragleim regel yishara. Their feet are one straight foot. So that the feet have to be together. I think the understanding in the Paiskim is that the heels are supposed to be together. The heels of the 2 feet are supposed to be together. Pirish Morim, Shamshul Fala Hershensal, Sha'adim Yeshle Bechira Lintais Ezet Satcha Yirtza. He's the Rebbe Shamshul of Hersh, as this is style, finds an esoteric reason for everything. So here also, he says a human being can go one way or the other. He has Bechira. Lintais, to go, he can go to the right or the left. Parenthetically, I Rambam Reish Perek Hey, Mashik Sabnu, okay. He has no free will. Affects his motor skills. He really can't walk with one foot. But he means the remez of the one foot in the vision of a malach is that he only has one direction to go.
Is it a halacha that you have to keep your feet together in Shemoneh Esrei?
It's halacha. It's not ma'akim in Shemoneh Esrei. It's a Shemoneh Esrei. Halacha says to keep your feet together.
I thought we don't learn halachas from Novi.
We don't. The halacha is a clear halacha. The reason is based, the reasoning that was given is based on Novi. I imagine there may be other reasons. But you're right, we don't learn. It's interesting, from Yecheskel, we do learn a number of halachas. The Gemara says in two places, Ada Osi Yecheskel Man Omra. The Gemara has a few halachas we do learn from Yecheskel. The Gemara says, until Yecheskel came, how do people know it? The Gemara says that it was told to Moshe Messinai. Yecheskel found a remez. The Gemara does, I don't believe, says it about this. It does say it about other things. Anyway, getting back here, Adkan Devarav, he's calling him Shav Shofal Hirsch, but Tfilo anu makriven kol atzmi yaseinu lakadosh baruch hu, in a Tfilo we offer ourselves to God, haynu shagam kayacha bechira anu maisrim la'ashem. We act kiilu, we don't have free will, shabechira achi gedayla, the true free will, nipchar, beratz and gamor, to choose with the true desire, limsar habechira lakadosh baruch hu, to give over our free will to God, v'liyas mukhrach b'avaydasa yisbarach. But that's why we stand one foot together. I'm the bekibun yadein v'raglenu. He has in parentheses dumya dugmas arkeda. Laharay shikmaisha malachim ein lahem bechira kach anu maisim hakadosh baruch hu kol mitzvaseinu hakol kol kayacha bechira. So hakol gam kayacha bechira. The idea is when you damish manesva, you want to at least feel a little bit like a malach focused. There is something about standing in one spot together, which gives a person a sense of a focus on whatever it is that he may be doing. So that explains the standing still, Raglaim Regal Yashara. It's interesting because the Gemara says that when Rabbi Kiva davened privately, when he davened Betzibur, he davened more traditional tefillah. But when he davened privately, people would, he was Sashmon Esri at one end of the room and they find him in the other end of the room. That doesn't explain exactly how he got there. How do you understand that, Mishua? Tosha Rebbe? That one. How did he get there? He's jumping? I think Rebbe Kiva jumped. Rebbe Akriyas. Well, that's exactly what it means. What? From shuckling, you move, I shuckle. Really?
Does this have any implications for whether you shuckle or you stand rock solid?
custom of shuckling. It's very hard to know. Rama brings the custom to shuckle. He says, "Kol atzvayse tamarnu yadam with all your eivarim." I don't think he means that. Well, people learned the pasuk and said, "Okay, let's shuckle." You know, I don't know. It seems. I don't know. I really, honestly, I don't know where it came from. I know Rama records it, but I know I do it just naturally. No one ever told me to shuckle. But
yeah, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman used to stand perfectly still.
But a lot of great people stood perfectly still.
But they used to see the veins on his head pulsing.
Oh, really?
From Kavon.
It's pretty good. Okay, no, a lot of great people. Moshe stood perfectly still. The palm stood, didn't shuckle, but he shuckled a little. He swayed a little back and forth when he davened. You know, whatever works. A person has to just have kavana, whatever works for him. At any rate, so this is about keeping your feet together. Now, v'inyan achriya, who shalom life l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bow to Hashem, l'haray shebul odei yisparach ein lanu shum metzias v'kiyam. He mentioned this once earlier. He sees a lot in the bowing, that it's as if one, normally we look at bowing as just a way of giving honor. And he says it's more than that. It's saying that I submit to God.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just remembering, Rav Schwab much earlier writes about shuckling. He says that davening is a combination of atah, which is davening Kosh Baruch in second person, and Baruch Atah Shemel Chayelam, and then let's say Borei Minem Izaynais, which is in third person, which is in Istar, we call. So davening in general goes back and forth between second person and third person. And he pointed out that in Ashrei, that's what he did, that Ashrei, which is 22 psukim, has 11 psukim of second person conversation. And then third person, Sadek Hashem b'chol derachav, b'chasim b'chol ma'asav. He says a Jew struggles in his relationship with God. On the one hand, he feels close to God. So he has a second, a direct relationship. And on the other hand, he feels distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it combines the Nigla and the Nistar.
Mm.
That's what he says. He said that maybe that's where shuckling came from.
Mm.
Nigla, you come close, and Nistar, you pull back. Mm. Nigla, I don't know if that's really where it came from, but that was a remez that he saw in the shuckling. Mm. Coming close and stepping back, coming close and stepping back.
Okay. Sometimes
you wonder. So it's a guy that's more than a reason.
Sometimes yeah. You wonder, you try to picture the Kohen Gadol when he was being spalled on Yom Kippur, whether he would shuckle or not.
It's hard to imagine that he shuckled. I don't know. It would be nice to see Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu davening and see how they daven.
Regarding the bowing in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to light
down five. In the Beis Hamikdash, they bowed all the way. The Soloveitchik family bows that way on Hashem Kippur. The Rav also died down. What?
I was never there.
Never there. I imagine he did. The Soloveitchiks, when they bow in Yom Kippur, they bow all the way down. Rav Lichtenstein does that way in Yeshiva. And, you know, he's like 6'4" or something. You know, it takes up a lot of space. What?
I heard that they
dabbed the Kriya. I don't know. There for a long, I don't think so. I don't think he did it for a long time period of time. But their thing is, because in the Beis Hamikdash, that's the way they bowed. They bowed, they're flat on the ground. They bow down on their knee and then flat on the ground. Yeah, we bow, we don't do a flat. What? Noflin apneihem. Yeah. I've never seen it, but, heard of it. At any rate, getting back here, let's start the paragraph one more time. Inyan achriya hushanu neiflof HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kneeling and bowing is that we bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'haray shebul odei yisbarach ein lanu shum metzias v'kiyam. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu einem miniach esanu lipol, but Hashem supports us, v'Hashem zeikev kefufim l'chein. B'tfila loy tiknu ishtachavaya b'pishut yudai v'raglayim al haaretz. elakfifa. In Shemini Esrei, a person doesn't spread himself out on the ground. He only bends himself. Shekaime Baruch Atah, Har Yomaisa Tzatzmei Lekarbon. In Baruch Atah, he bows as if he's giving himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval Kaidim Shaymer Shem Hashem Misyashrim. But before you get to God's name, you stand up straight. Laharosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zaykef Esanu Mehakfifa. The Shulchan Aruch says that when you say Hashem's name, you stand because Hashem Zaykef Kafufim. To symbolize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives people the standing. So, the strength to stand. So, Laharosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zaykef Esanu Mehakfifa. Hu is Baruch Ein Alonu. And God answers, Shiratzayin Eshanishar Ba'amido Bechayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be proud and alive, Ayidei Achaim Shalonu, Niyah Karban Lashem. Not that we should sacrifice ourselves through death, but through life, we should sacrifice to God. Ukamashar Mibetil Sarvis, Hasam Nafshenu Bechayim. Shasam Nafshenu Niyas Bechayim. God's desire is that we live, Veloy Nistalik Mehalma. Veloy Nosan Lamaitraglainu, because we doesn't let our feet slip. Shu Yisbarach Masik Aysanu. Umamidenu, and he gives us strength to stand. Shalai nomot v'nachlik. Sheinu leinu lazev chayenu b'ilamazeh. We're not looking to leave this world. Al nisher v'namid kam v'namid es Hashem b'chayim adei ha-hanhoga ha-ru'ya. Real mesiris nefesh is in this world. V'yachuka v'agaguim li'ayis davik b'akadish baruch v'gonazum aschil anatfilim. Now there's a kasha. It says Hashem zekev kafufim. Now when you get to God's name, you stand straight. So the kasha is why in the Avodah of Yom Kippurim we say repeatedly that when the Kohen Gadol said Hashem's name, so a kind of I'm the Mazarak Hashem is Hashem Gadol Agim Anichbad Yaz Gadol Shparuch Neifin Apneim Kohen Hashem Neifin Apneim. So it's the opposite. Hashem Zaykev Kafufim. So why are they bowing? But the difference is that there's the person who says the shame. And the people who hear it. The people who hear it from the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur were in awe and they fell to the ground. Hashem Zaykev Kafufim goes on the one who's doing it. The Kohen Gadol didn't fall. The one who's doing it has to stand proudly. The one who's talking to God has to stand proudly. The people around him are inspired, so they're the ones that are nifting off of it. Okay? We go now to Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so it's all the Hagdama to Shemoneh Esrei, and now we move on to the Shemoneh Esrei itself. Birchas Ha'aveis. Kaidim shemeschilin ha'tfila magdimin ha'posot Yashem s'fosai tiftach ufi yagin te'ilo secha u'mekarev misechtes brachas u'makshu shemar gemara shem tzrichim v'hasmach gula l'tfila v'yatzei gal Yisrael and then did the tfila k'ma shebiyarnu hechichad l'hapsik b'posok zeh. Why are we mapsik with this? U'metaretzes, and the gemara answers, Kim in the Tkin Rabban Alamem, Hashem Sosai Tivtach, Kitfila Arichta Damya. It's like a long tfila. Mahenu Shagam Posik Zed, Nasa Chelik Mea Tfila. Now, but Tzorach Bir, he's going to try to explain that. But he's saying is, the tfila is Baruch Ata Hashem, but Hashem Sosai Tivtach is it becomes part of the tfila. So he's going to explain it. And his whole theme in the whole book was to compare the davening to the Beis HaMikdash. To the process of what takes place in the Migdash. So here he talks about the following. B'karben oila nemru shloi shalachis miyuchadais. Hamufrates b'mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, ha'oila, kodesh kadashim, shtasam b'tzafayim, v'kimdam b'chishayis b'tzafayim, which we say by all the karbanis. Then it says, utuna hafshet v'nituach v'chola le'ishim. Hafshet is the skinning of the animal. Nituach is the cutting up of its parts. The cholil, and it was totally burnt, leishim on the fire. So let's see what he says. Tuna hafshet, lahafshet ar, to remove the hide. Nituach leivarim, to cut up the limbs. The cholil leishim, shekarbizek, kulay cholil agabi mizbeach, vein bechelak anechal. It's all burnt. To be arnu lael, beizel mekaiman. Shigam b'tfila moitzin gimel halachis. Shem kedeg gimel halachis elu shal karben oila. In tfila we find three halachis that correspond to these three. How so? Shem shulchanaruch archaim sim tzad chesiv alav kosam mechabez el ashayna. V'kach hayoisim chasidim v'an shem aysa. Shem is boided in u mechabnim b'tfila asam. that they were mizbaide. They gave it deep thought and concentrated on that tefillah. Asher migil lispashtos hagashmias. And the key word is lispashtos, with lashon of hefshit, that they would, the bodies, they'd be sort of an out of the body experience. Lisgabres kayachasichli. And when they would daven, their mind would be focused and they would be ignoring the bodily needs. Part of davening is hanesiga, the stepping back, to be in touch with your inner feelings. The guf is addressing to the body, to the person. What is the person? The essence of the person is only dressed up and wrapped in his body. If somebody looks in a mirror, he says, hair, skin, and the outer body. But he doesn't say the ani. Now, the essence of the person is the person himself. When you know somebody, and you know the person's mannerism is unique, is unique behavior. When you look at him, you see him. You don't just see the body, but you see the person. You know the person, you see the person. So that's the idea of the panemius of it. I once heard Rabbi Miller talk about people watching a sunset or watching a waterfall. People are enthralled by certain parts of nature because there's a sense that there's something deeper there. It mystifies a person. Same idea about human beings. A human being, really, there's something deeper in the person. L'mashal ma'adav ha'daimer, he gives an example of mistakel v'sha'ain. Somebody sees a clock, v'royu rak ha'mechugim ha'mayr ha'mashah, he only sees the handles. V'layada kalamivna ha'pnimi ha'mafil. He doesn't know that there's something inside making it work. Umidarban es tenuais ha'mechugim, and it causes the handles to turn. Kach, ha'mistai p'guf ha'nushi. If you look at the body of a person, you don't see all the machinery, even the physical machinery. The heart, the lungs, the tchoil is the spleen, the orkei adam and the blood vessels. I wonder what it would be like if people had transparent skin and you could see all the machinery going on in the body. I think people would be terrified.
Medical books.
What?
Yeah,
the museum, but it's not, the heart's not pumping, the blood's not flowing. Yeah?
Medical books.
Okay. Medical books.
Yeah, but every sheet would like, it would show you this.
The sheet on top of the sheet. It's not the same, I think. The
skeletal
system. I don't know, sometimes when you feel your heart pounding, if you think about it, I don't know if everyone's like this, I feel my heart pounding, I think about a certain aima, like, you know, the heart pounds, and, you know, it's over here, and it's gotta be here for 120, it doesn't take off. All day's off. It's a pacha. I don't know. It's incredible. Anyways, he says, when you look at a clock, you don't see the inside. Look at a person. Koshke sheina ayin raya, atzmi aysa, the p'timi aysa, the same, you don't see the essence of the person. When a person pours his heart out in front of God, that's the hefshit, like the skinning of the animal. The true person, not his body, the question of how much the body has to do with the essence of the person is really a philosophical debate. It could be it's at the heart of the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, if Olam Haba is with the body or not. The Ramban seems to say that Olam Haba is the person with his body. The Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says with the body is the Maaseh Mashiach, but it's not there's no eternal existence. It says if one discards the body and one holds that the body is more the essence of a person. Over a lifetime we kind of get attached to it.